Interviews on The Fan are presented by the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company is now available at your favorite Walmart.
That's probably pretty good, Cody. I mean, how many walls can you sell?
You need to get out more, Mac.
What?
Honey Smoked Salmon, now available at Walmart.
So they don't sell walls.
Okay, I don't think I like this bumper. We won't use this one again, Kyle. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. We're going to go right to the phones. And joining us, one of our favorite resources, he's a guide. He guides both local and up and down the Front Range. And he's the manager at Discount Tackle on South Santa Fe. And he's just an expert at keeping us informed of what's going on in fishing around Colorado, Austin Parr. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You know, a lot of times people think these are the dog days of summer, and I think nothing less. I think that you've got about a six-week period where you get towards the end of July, middle of July, into maybe almost the end of August before you start really seeing fall transition, where the fishing, it may take a little more work, but it's very predictable.
Absolutely it is, and that's exactly what we're seeing out on these local waters right now. You know, with the exception of some of our Eastern Plains lakes that are rapidly losing water this time of year. But on the Front Range at Chatfield, at Cherry Creek, at Pueblo, we're seeing very consistent conditions. There are a lot of bait fish. All these bait fish right now are on their summertime peak. There's massive schools of them everywhere. But at the same rate, if you can find the bait, which isn't very hard to find, you can find the walleyes. So, you know, the fishing has been pretty darn productive.
Now, a lot of people will struggle when there's this much bait in the water because you have to compete with that bait. And sometimes it's match the hatch, but sometimes it's getting a reaction strike and not trying to feed the fish something that looks like the bait they're eating. Is that what you're finding?
It's absolutely true. And, you know, all of your standard early summer, late spring techniques, you know, such as pulling crawler harnesses, bottom bouncers, throwing jigs and bait, all are pretty much out the window this time of year. So you're just not being able to compete with that bait enough with that type of a presentation to have a lot of success. So on that same rate, we are adjusting our techniques, middle of the day techniques. The trolling bite has been absolutely fantastic. But the biggest thing we're finding, you know, we were just talking about consistency. Well, the consistency of trolling, it's still there, but, you know, we're having to adjust each and every day. So we're adjusting our depth or, you know, our length back behind planer boards. We are adjusting our lure selection. Sometimes we're going brighter. Sometimes we're going a little bit more of a natural color. But things like flicker shad, salmo hornets, and shad wraps all have been producing. But in the early morning and late evening hours, so when we're starting to see the low light conditions, a lot of walleyes and all of these bodies of water are moving up fairly shallow, as in even shallower than 5 feet of water. And we are going and casting reactionary baits like jigging wraps and blade baits. You know, you and I were talking earlier in the week about how numerous fishing those, but that is truly a fantastic technique from now until ice on.
All right. Now, I want to make a couple quick comments here because you really got in my wheelhouse on this. First of all, my column last week in the Denver Post, it's also posted on my Facebook page, Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on Facebook, was about power fishing versus finesse fishing. And we talked exactly what you just said about feeding them with a jig, and which I talked about. My strength is a finesse fisherman. That's always been. But I have to adapt these times of year because of bait, because of other situations. Power fishing means moving a lure a little faster, not giving them a chance to look at it, and getting them to react so you're not just getting a hunger strike, which overcomes some of that bait competition. And you just mentioned that on these different lakes, you're having to find the fish and relocate and just stay consistent with it. And a lot of people go back to their memories. I caught walleyes at Cherry Creek on a jig and a minnow here all through June. I can't do it now. And it just isn't happening. And they stick with it. And what I hear is the fish aren't biting. Let's go through a couple bodies of water. And you tell me what you're seeing and what's going on. Let's start with, we haven't covered this. We used to cover it extensively. Lake McConaughey, Big Mac. What are you seeing out there?
Okay, so Lake McConaughey is, you know, just like all these other lakes, you know, on the plains, they're experiencing a huge, you know, bait plume this time of year. So now what's different about out there, however, is that not only are there gizzard shad, but there's also a bait fish called an alewife. And they are a long, slender minnow, and they're more represented with a bait like a reef runner or even a big jerk bait rather than, you know, your shad wraps or your flicker shad style bait. With that being said, there's a lot of water out there. Unlike Colorado, they're flush with water out there, and the water levels are a lot higher than they have been, you know, in years past. So there's a lot of trees that are in the water right now, and a lot of your big walleyes will be sitting in those trees, and you actually have to pull these cranks right at the tops of the trees. So it is a very, very fine-tuned bite. But now, with that being said, along the dam face, a lot of guys have been throwing spinner baits to represent some of those alewives and have been having great success catching wipers, white bass, and even a whole bunch of catfish out there. So I'm hearing that catfish bite with the spinner baits and rattle traps on the dam has been great.
You know what I do with a spinner bait, and I know as a tackle dealer, you're aware of these now, but I started doing this 20 years ago before manufacturers make this. I would take a bass or pike spinner bait and put a minnow-shaped bait or a swim bait on it with no skirt. And boy, I could Absolutely. Pull some big walleyes out of some cover with that.
You know, we've been doing some of the same stuff with some chatter baits as well. So a little bit different type of a presentation, but those chatter baits and a minnow on the back, you know, a swim bait or even a fluke with how much vibration they have on a side to side motion. Those can be also very productive.
To take us through, I know some of the Eastern Plains, like we're going to run out of time before we can cover everything. So take us through a few hot bites and a few places you might go fishing in the next few days.
Yeah, so Jackson has been having the water level go down pretty substantially as of late, but the wipers have been pretty good out there from what I've been hearing. You know, a few smaller walleyes. Pueblo, down a little bit further south, obviously, but Pueblo has a lot of bait out there right now, and the trolling bite has been the main bite. So it's a little bit more difficult to fish things like blade baits and jigging wraps and shallow at that lake just because of how much shale there is in the water, with it being a canyon reservoir. So you'll get snagged quite a bit more. So the trolling has been very, very effective out there. And then staying in town a little bit more, but Aurora, you know, Aurora is different than all these lakes because it does not have a gizzard shad base. There is just a perch base out there. So the perch, there's a lot of little baby perch, but there's also a lot of good-sized perch as well. And these fish have been schooling up, you know, really nice out there. Guys have been having some really good success catching them. Some days they've been having good success on a live bait-type presentation, throwing some small crawlers or minnows down there. But also drop-shotting plastics can be ultra-effective out there. And then we've mentioned jigging wraps already today, but that is a fantastic location to throw jigging wraps for your walleyes due to the fact that because of how clear the water is, those fish many times will be out in that 25 to 35, even 40-foot type range this time of year rather than at Cherry Creek up really shallow. So you can really get those jigging wraps down and cast them or even vertical jig them with a lot of success.
I want to touch before we run out of time. We may run over a few seconds here, but one of the things you said about, I think that everybody thinks that when the water gets hot like this, the fish just go deep. And you can catch a lot of those smaller fish schooled up deep. And you talked about Aurora being clear, and it is maybe the case because perch tend to be a basin fish, and that's their forage. But the shad yeah. aren't basin fish. They're pelagic, and they tend to bunch up by the shores where the algae and phytoplankton are. And some of the biggest fish are shallow, and people, you mentioned it before, but I think we need to make that point. Some of the biggest walleyes right now are going to be shallow.
They really are. And, you know, the other thing that we've kind of found is you know, you'll catch a lot more fish when you're up shallow, not only because there's good fish there, but also there's less room for those shad to get away from those walleyes. So they'll push them against things. They'll push them against drop-offs and dam faces and even up shallow as well. So going up to that really shallow flat, maybe adjacent to a weed line, throwing things like jigging wraps and blade baits, you can have some fantastic success. But it's kind of foreign because so many people are so used to going out there and trying to see these fish on the sonar and then catching them. Well, when you go up shallow like that, you're blind, almost blind completely. You're just seeing what the depth is. And past that, you're using the lure on the end of your rod to locate the fish rather than your electronics.
It really does come down to a power fishing technique and crankbaits and jigging wraps. And if you're going to fish a jig with a soft bait on it, make it a big one and snap it and keep it moving. The idea is to cover water, get in front of as many fish as you can, and solicit a strike. We're out of time, Austin. One last comment. How do people find you?
So they can find me down at the shop at Discount Fishing Tackle on Santa Fe, or my phone number is 303-514-5546.
All right, my friend, you have a good rest of the weekend. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you so much,
sir. You're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
Catch the fresh fish buzz with Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company. It's low in calories, a top 10 superfood, a protein, and it's a heart-healthy alternative to energy drinks and snacks.
True, true.
Mac,
What you doing with that oversized baseball glove?
Oh, this, Cody?
Are you trying to catch the fresh fish buzz again?
Maybe.
The Honey Smoke Fish Company. Available at Safeway, King Supers, Costco Business Centers, and now at Walmart.